This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here, and I'm just going to guide you through the heat map from superfastbusiness.com so that we can pick up some insights and perhaps you can incorporate some of these changes to your website. One of the big changes that I made was to put an opt-in above the fold. It's on every single header and every single footer, and I can see that people are entering their details. At some point also, I reduced the fields that people had to put in from first name and email to just email address, and you can see that people have been clicking on this. In fact, as soon as they start typing, it pre-populates the email address. You could go along to superfastbusiness.com and check that out. The thing that is most clicked on up here is the products page. And incidentally, this is what I want people to click on. I used to have extra fields along here like podcast category, news category, and we had a different homepage. But what we did is bring through the news page with all the thumbnails through to the homepage. And that means people can dig in. One of the most significant changes is our bounce rate went from 60-something percent down to 20-something percent, so a massive change by incorporating the new homepage layout. So the products page is really getting hit. The about page is getting hit, which is fantastic. Now, as we scroll down, we can see that people are definitely clicking on the posts. They're clicking on the post titles, and significantly, they're clicking on the read more. That is definitely showing up, and more news is really, really being hit. So what I'm going to do as a result of this is I'm actually going to increase the size of this and make it even more obvious. They're still opting in at the bottom of the page. That means someone's gone to the bottom of the page and thought, this is great, I'm going to enter my details. So I'm glad that that is there. A couple of people clicking on the trust seal. Maybe they want to know if they can trust this site. I'm not sure. A few people clicking on my advertisement for my web development company, which is interesting. Importantly, if you are going to use footer links, put a no follow attribution, just as a side note for SEO. Now, down the right-hand column, this is what's driving people into the site, the tabs by category. So news by category, we have internet marketing, traffic and SEO, business, web development, reviews, and here's the social media stuff. Now, I can see the RSS is being really picked up, and Facebook is being really picked up. And here we have the YouTube subscribe widget. So this is the overview. I hope this has been useful for you. Let me know how you go with your changes.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.